Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. There is a lot of research on the art of making decisions. You can find processes all over the internet for making decisions. The 7-step process, the 5-step process, the SMART process, etc. However, too often we fail to include in all of these step processes diversity, diverse thought, and we forget to intentionally include a wide variety of people or others with their ideas. This podcast is going to explore and cause you to reflect upon the importance of including diversity in your decision-making process. There's a great book that was written a few years ago entitled The Wisdom of Crowds: Why the Many Are Smarter Than the Few, and How Collective Wisdom Shapes Business, Economies, Societies, and Nations by James Sirwicki. The book has been one of my favorites and includes one of my favorite principles in it, and I use one of his main stories when I'm working with leaders and trying to encourage others to use the wisdom of a group. During trainings, I'll bring a mason jar filled with gumdrops and pass it around. I ask each person in attendance to make the best guess as to the quantity of the gumdrops in the jar. There's only one condition that I include in the guessing process, and that is that they do not say their guess out loud so as to avoid influencing others around them. I add all the guesses together and divide it by the total number of guesses, and I get a number. It's the average. Now, in the book, The Wisdom of Crowds, the author demonstrates the power of including as many people as possible while trying to address a problem or solve a problem. The problem that we universally share in the case of the mason jar is that no one really knows the amount of gumdrops in the jar. Now, what is important in this brief social experiment is the reinforcement of one simple fact. No matter what the problem, the larger the sample of people, the more likely it is we are able to find the solution. Every time I do this simple experiment, the people in the room look at me like I'm some sort of a magician. And when I reveal the results, they usually doubt the results at first. People afterwards will even come up to me and ask if I fudge the math in order to make my point. Well, the answer is that I don't fake it. It's just the realities of probability. My favorite example was when I was working in a school district and I asked the administrative team to take me into a classroom, and I asked them specifically if I could go to a classroom that had students with challenges. So they took me to a room and I had my jar of gumdrops with me, and I asked each 7th grade student to quietly guess the amount. This classroom had students with learning disabilities, students who spoke English as a second language, and students who had emotional or behavioral disabilities. This was an incredibly diverse learning environment and had one male teacher. I told the kids as we were doing the math on the board that we were about to prove that they were the smartest kids in the school. Something that this group had never heard before. They'd never been told that they were the smartest. I mean, here's a total stranger in a suit and tie with his snazzy glasses on and all the school district's administrators standing there telling them the quote-unquote special class that they were suddenly the smartest? Now, I have to admit that I was a little nervous as I was going around the room. I heard, like I always did, a wide range of numbers for what they thought was in the jar. And it never seems to matter if the room is filled with doctoral-level administrators, CEOs, teachers, municipal leaders, random people. No matter what the group, or just in this case, a great group of 7th grade kids, every time I hear things as they look at this jar. They say things like, 22, 400, 121, 184, 90, 310. But the deal is that every time I do this, when I run the average, it always comes within 5% of the actual amount. As a matter of fact, the larger the sample of people, the more accurate the final number. So we did the math and we gave the answer to a student and asked them to write it really big on the board. And then I handed the jar to the teacher and told him to unscrew the top, and inside would be a folded card that had the exact amount of gumdrops. The number on the board written very large was 126, and every kid in the room looked anxious. The administrators had their eyes locked on the teacher, and the teacher told me later he was really nervous because I had told the kids that they were about to prove they were the smartest in the school, and he did not want to once again have a group of kids who always had uphill battles lose again. I stood there, ready to explode, because I'd done this experiment at least 50 times, and it never failed, and what was about to happen was very rare. The number on the board read 126, and when the teacher opened the jar and unfolded the little card, it read 126. Stunned silence was what filled the room. As he showed the card to the class, they sat there grinning. The administrators were looking at each other, blown away. The teacher was smiling, and the kids, well, they were cheering and talking about, "Hey, we are really the smartest kids in the school, man. Check it out." And once settled, I reminded them that they had each told me their guess, and I asked them to raise their hands if they had guessed the number 126. Now they knew that I knew the truth, so not a single hand went up. I then went on to explain that they together, and only together, could work to solve any problem, and that they collectively were smarter than any one person they had ever met. I share this with you in hopes that you have the courage in your leadership to try this, but more importantly, to share with you that this works best in one type of environment, a diverse one. The more people in the room, the closer you get to the answer. But the more people combined with a diverse group of people, the more accurate of an answer you'll get. When you're facing a decision, most people prefer to talk to the people they know and trust. When you're trying to solve a problem, we mostly rely upon even fewer people. But the key to finding elegance and complexity is to embrace as many people as possible. People have all different talents and perspectives. Very few times is one person correct in their assumptions. But as soon as you infuse diversity in the decision, you get rich, deep, and meaningful solutions. The courage moment is trusting in the group and recognizing in your own leadership, the need to include all people in your decisions. The research behind diversity in the workplace is very clear. Companies that have a woman on their board of directors outperform companies without female leadership. Teams that have diversity go even further in their performance. Diversity is multifaceted and powerful. Teams addressing problems that include men and women go far. Teams that include men and women with different racial and ethnic backgrounds go further still. And teams that include as many people in all of the depths of diversity go the furthest. Here's why. According to research that's recently been published in the Harvard Review, diverse teams focus on facts. They process these facts with more accuracy, and they are more innovative and willing to take risks as a result of their different mindsets and diverse backgrounds. The reason for this is that diverse groups of all people bring all ideas and biases to the table. They are more likely to challenge the status quo because someone at the table does not benefit from the status quo, and collectively, they'll have some wild guesses. But at the end of the day, they'll work together to solve a problem with solutions that a homogeneous group would have never thought of. Decision-making in isolation gets us more of the same, or worse, creates consequences that are not foreseen. Diverse teams challenge each other. They look at the facts as they are, the facts. When teams of people get together that are alike, they have similar experiences and biases. They have excuses or reasoning for their decisions. But when you include diverse people and diverse thought, you can never go wrong. Strong leaders have an ability to reflect upon their actions, their decisions, and the people they surround themselves with. Wise leaders bring many people to the table, listen to far-out ideas, and work with unlike people in order to create an outcome that is likely to be the most successful. Too often we look past those who do not look like us, act like us, or think like us. But if you were to take the time to increase the depth of the people around you, you wouldn't just see a group of diverse people. You'd see how all of their differences, all of their perspectives, and all of their contributions can make you, your cause, and your mission succeed. Don't fear the perspectives of those that don't think or look like you. Don't fear the challenge of people who look at your situation through different lenses. And don't be afraid to take the risk and charge into your decision by embracing the diversity of people that can help you and your mission. Be Buffalo and charge into the storm with as many people as possible, because it is from the energy of others and the intellectual capacity of groups that we always find the answer. And as that group of students proved to me, the answer is always in the crowd. So let's do some smart thinking. How can you demonstrate the wisdom of the crowd? What do you need to do different in order to increase diverse thinking in your leadership? Who are you surrounded with, and how willing are they to embrace all others in the decision-making process? What groups could use your diversity? And finally, what is one way in which you can embrace the differences of others this week to keep yourself and your leadership honest? That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. Hey, as always, thank you for listening, and please share this episode with others. I'm very grateful when you help me help others by sharing the message of the Smart Thinking Podcast on your own social media platform. And of course, thank you to the Wellpennies for the music. Lastly, as we celebrate diversity every day in different ways, do not mistake simple tolerance for engagement. I learned in college from a good friend of mine that while people will recognize and acknowledge the differences of others, there is a distinction between recognizing and engaging. It is not good enough in leadership to just recognize people for their diversity. It is best when we embrace, empower, and bring the wisdom of everyone to every table of every leader.
Won't you take my hand and shake the world with me? There's a song arising, just you wait and see. Won't you take my hand and shake the world with me? Shake the world with me. Shake the world with me.